residential district. Presidential chipped out, canary rock sizzling. Mary hot pop, Chris shorty got this. Fly angel, my dreams of a queen came true. In this land that's dark, if you my man and you my heart, I blast for you. Need bail, put up the cash for you. Girls who mad law, you die for you. Leave them if they acted too fly for you. All up in your mix, then it's somebody else six. Quick to put your name in some murder one shit. I'm not the one cheating on you or beating on you. Cause I'm laid back, you thought that I was sleeping on you. Real love make a ill thug feel bug. Now I've analyzed, are you trustworthy by the looks in your eyes? Stay with me, be my dog like Dollar and Richie. She convinced me, all we really need is love strictly.
You're listening to Chase Carson on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
In your face, all over the place. We're online 24/7
at WMFO.org.
You make me feel so good.
You have been single. 101.5 WMFO Medford.
We'll be right back. 91.5 WMFO with the Whispers and Tonight. Oh, man, that was a bad dance floor. We got a classic back in the day. Woo. All right, man, it's 11:15, man. It's the time for you to do your thing because I know you asked me, you said, you know, Chase, all right, if I come on, I play a couple songs. I said, yeah, man, obviously, because, you know, we like the chair dance, so we might get a chair dance on one of these songs. So I know you picked a couple songs. You were throwing some songs around. The first one you said was you wanted something by Christopher Williams?
Yeah, Christopher Williams.
Which one is that? Do you remember?
Well, the one that I wanted you don't have, so we're going to go with Dreamin' by Christopher
Williams. Oh, that's a bad jam. Oh, that's
there
a bad jam.
Is.
Where we at?
91.5 WMFO Medford.
My man. Could be chair dancing time, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! Friday night!
Yeah!
Girl, don't break me. Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Thank you, baby.
Face all over the place. We're online 24/7, 24/7
at WMFO.org.
You're listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson.
All right. 105 WMFO and Cameo and Freaky Dancing. That was my jam back in the day, man. That was my stuff.
Oh, yeah?
That's my stuff back in the day. Yeah, man. Hey, you know what? I forgot to say this, but I want to bring this up. I don't know if you heard about that other thing too. Before we get into the quick the Humphrey report, it's a very sad one today. But before we get into that, did you hear about that the Oakland Thunder announcer? What happened the other night on Wednesday night when what's his name?
Oklahoma City.
Yeah, Oklahoma City. Yeah. When Durant, not Durant, he's the guy not there. Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook.
Yes, yeah. Russell Westbrook. He's got like 6 triple doubles already. Like,
he's a beast.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So I guess he went off the other night and he got his like 8th or 7th or 8th triple double the other night. And did you hear what the announcer said?
I believe there was some cotton picking.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
He said, quote unquote, he's out of his cotton picking mind tonight.
I mean, between me, you and the post. I mean, it's gotten to the point where we almost can't insult ourselves without offending somebody. So, sometimes people, it just comes out.
But the poor bastard. I'm sure he didn't mean it that way.
No.
You know what I mean? But I've said it before, but, I could probably, black, so I could probably say it, but yeah. I've said what are you gonna cut? I've said that before, but he said it he didn't say it in a derogatory, because I've heard the tape, I listened to it several times. He didn't say it in a derogatory manner. He said it as like a matter of fact, off the cuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then after he said it, I'm sure he was like, oh, shit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but if he said something like, boy, this boy is out of his cotton picking mind.
Easy. He threw the boy in. The boy, that would have been a problem.
That's
the boy.
It. Yeah,
the boy thing would have been a problem.
You have to be able to like
say. But he didn't say that, though.
No, I know.
But you're right, though. You're right. If he threw the boy in, then there would have been some riots up in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
But the point, what I'm saying is, you know, I got to cut him some slack. Okay, because
yeah.
I listened to the audio, like I said, a couple of times, and he didn't sound like he meant it, to be derogatory or anything like that. He just said it off the cuff as he was commentating, because Westbrook put a show on that night, and it was unbelievable.
Yeah. But don't ever read the comment section of like a news story where everybody weighs in and destroys.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah. Don't. Yeah. Okay. All right. Don't do that. I just want to see what you thought. I could say, you know.
I think that some things may slide.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the poor bastard's going to lose his job. They came out today. All the players were against him. They said, F him. We don't care what happens to him. All the players on Oklahoma said the same thing. They said, whatever. So the poor bastard's out of a job. He's going to be selling flowers underneath the Southampton tunnel, I guess, for the next couple of years, whatever. Yeah. But anyway, which brings us up to 11:33. I stepped on it by 11:30 a little bit because I had to talk to Doug about that, see what he said. But which brings us to a Humphrey report. It's a sad Humphrey report this week, man. Very sad. Humphrey's been gone for a week. I haven't seen him in almost a whole week. He's over the island with Rainey in Nantucket. She sends me pictures every day. But I miss my boy. She sent me a video today. And I haven't seen him in a week, and I miss him. So yeah. I won't see him till Sunday. But that's your Humphrey report for this week. It sucked. I haven't seen him all week, and I've been sitting at home lonely and nobody to talk to. Hey, I told you he's talking now, right?
Yeah.
Did you hear? You've been following Humphrey reports, right?
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, he's talking now. He won't talk in front of anybody else. He just talks to me. He calls me all week. You know, he'll call me, pick up the phone, be like, hey, what's going on, man? And he's pissed because he can't drink on the island because I used to sneak him drinks. But now with Rainey, she doesn't give him anything to drink.
Isn't it amazing how pets become like, you know, like family, like
exactly.
Humans?
Yes, yes. Yeah, well, he is a human.
It's unbelievable.
He's a human. He's just in a dog body.
Yeah.
But he's a human.
Shaggy
but anyway,
dog,
he does talk to me. He talks to me. I'm trying to get him to talk, you know, to people, but he doesn't. He's embarrassed. But
very attractive. I mean,
very, very small, beautiful, beautiful dog, beautiful dog. All right, that's our Humphrey report for this week. Hopefully next week I'm going to see him Sunday, so we'll have a better update for the Humphrey report. But that's Humphrey report for this week. And this week's jazz interlude. What's up, Ed? I don't know. Ed, he's home. What did he say? Was he? Did Ed say he was eating anything before he left? Was he? Oh, the neighbor. He's going. Oh, he's eating the barbecue plate.
Yeah,
that's right.
A Greek barbecue plate.
From Mrs. What's her name? Gladys Kravitz, his next door neighbor.
Was it like the DeJounte?
DeJounte. It's okay. All right.
Yeah.
So he's home eating it. All right. And I hope you're enjoying your food there, Chubby. We didn't want any. Thanks.
Yeah, I wanted the grape leaves.
The grape leaves, when they wrap them in that, the hamburger, man. Oh, it's delicious with the olive oil.
Oh,
all right.
Forget about it.
All right, listen. I never do this. This is a first for the show. I'm passing the jazz interlude over to you. Yeah. The jazz, but it has to be something jazzy, mm-hmm. and it has to be something funky, and something that gets the folks going. So I'm going to let you do the jazz interlude for this week. So why don't you go ahead and announce it?
Yeah, well, this week's jazz interlude is going to be Inside Love,
oh!
So Personal by George Benson.
Oh, that's a great song.
Yeah.
Okay, where we at?
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Just the two of us in our love.
91.5 WMFO. Thus concludes our jazz interlude for this evening. That was George Benson in Inside Love. Great pick, man. So personal.
Monster,
great,
man.
Great pick. All right, this drops us into our last 30. We call it the Jam 30, although we stepped on it for about 10 minutes. I'm going to let you start it off. What we got for the Jam 30?
Don't wait too long for me.
Oh, is that Gladys?
Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Let's get to the Jam 30. Let's start
Save
it right now.
Time for me.
Let's start it right now.
You're listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
91.5.
In at this time. Once again, it's Last Call for Alcohol.
Thank you, Jeffrey!
91.5 WMFO. And Gladys Knight and the Pips and Save the Overtime. Man, that was my jam. That was my jam. All right, once again, I enjoyed bringing the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. Tonight, had the opportunity to hang out with my main man, Doug Balakovich. Hey, man, thanks for driving, man. Thanks for coming down and cleaning your ride. I pull up in the back of the studio. He's got like a car detailing shop going out in the back. He's wiping down windows. He's cleaning windows. He's vacuuming stuff out and doing all kinds of stuff.
But, all right. I was cleaning my windows.
I should have got there earlier, man. You could have done mine, too.
I could have.
But, hey, man, thanks for that. But before I let you go, man, I want to make sure that you know, like I said, it's been a while since we talked and stuff. I know you get problems with your legs. You're going in next week for a hip replacement?
No, Johnson reduction?
Or what was it?
Well, that already happened. So I can finally sit down properly when I go to the bathroom. No, I'm sorry, man.
It's all seriousness. I know you're going in next week.
Yeah, well, I'm going in Wednesday.
Okay.
I've had both of my knees replaced in the last year.
Right.
My left one was done in December, and there's some issues going on with my kneecap and some stability issues. So they're going in to fix that. It's just been a real wrench in my side. The right knee was done a year ago, and it's awesome. A little pain here and there, a little clicking, but whatever. It's titanium and plastic, so. But too many years of sports, running up and down hills for Kevin James,
right.
Throwing my body
right.
around like a rag doll.
Blame Kevin James for that. I think we should get a suit against
no,
him.
No.
Oh, never mind. Disregard.
No.
All right, disregard. We're not going to sue Kevin James. All right, disregard.
Yeah. So that's kind of, I went through cancer surgery six
Yeah, we know,
years
yep,
ago.
the cancer surgery.
But,
How long are you going to be laid up with your knee?
They're saying it's going to be another probably 6 to 8 weeks.
Oh, man.
Well, they got to open up most of the scar again, and they got to move over the kneecap, and it's unfortunate, but they think it was re-injured in physical therapy of all things.
Of all things.
So, yeah.
So, how are you feeling overall?
My spirits are meh. I mean, I had to turn down a few auditions, a pretty decent-sized one it's really taking a blow in the pocket, if you know what I mean.
I'm sure, man. Especially from somebody like you who was out there working. You were active.
You were active.
You were out on the scene. You were doing a lot of things. And, it's just...
You know, the way I look at it is, and it's like I received a call from said casting director that... they told me, you know, don't worry about it. You know, we'll get you in. Let me know when you can go back in the game. I look at it as every good player has to sit down on the bench from time to time.
Right.
You can't play every play.
No, you can't.
Because,
no.
Like me, you end up injured. So now it's about repairing me and, being a Big Doug 2.0, if you know what I mean.
I hear you, man. And I know you're going to be able to do it and get through it, but... I have some advice for you though. If you're interested in it, I think this might help you out along the way. But I got some advice for you.
Okay.
My advice to you is to start drinking heavily.
That's all I can say.
Yeah. Well, I don't drink a lot. But
my advice to you.
That's all I can tell you.
Start drinking heavily.
That's probably what I could tell you to do.
You got anything on you?
Yeah, I do. As a matter of fact, we'll talk about it when we get off the air. Mm-hmm. All right, we're gonna wrap it up then. We'll be right back and wrap it up with my man. Doug Balufovich. We'll be right back with
him. I'm impressed you haven't called me Kevin James yet.
And they're off. There's Dad on the inside reaching for the TV remote. Mom looks at Jimmy. Jimmy takes his feet off the table. Kelly with the...
You can't get exercise jockeying for the remote. Your body needs real activity, and so do your bones. Without weight-bearing exercise, you could lose bone mass.
But it's Dad down the shag. He smothers the remote. It's Dad by a full body length.
Go to AAOS.org. Then get up, get out, get moving. A message from the American Academy...
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
All right. Hey, Doug, thanks again, man. I appreciate you stopping in, hanging out with me for a couple hours. We're definitely going to do this again soon.
Yeah,
definitely. It's a new regime. We got stuff going on. And I like you on the air. I think you're a very funny person, and I like your personality. And the fact that you're actually paying me to let you come on the air is also a bonus.
Yeah, yeah. Sixth Sense is not a bad fee.
Actually went up to a buck. It's a buck now.
Like pesos? Or?
Yeah. But anyway, drive home safely. Good to see you, my man.
This is the goodbye now?
This is the goodbye now, right? Yeah. We're going to close up the show, babe. We got to go home.
We got 8 minutes.
The DJ's coming in. The last song's about 8 minutes, so we got to go.
Who, Fred?
Yeah. All right, go outside, finish cleaning your windows, and you can do mine before you get out. I'll be right down. Matter of fact, start it up and turn the heat seats on. I'll be right down.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Doug Pavlovich, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, sir, and ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wait a minute, hold on. Hold on.
What happened?
Sorry, man. I don't know. They weren't paying attention, but ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, Doug Pavlovich, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
There you go. There it is.
Going out on a high note.
That's it. Going out. We're going out on a real high note.
That's it, baby. All the way.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, thank you for hanging out with me this Friday night. God willing, next Friday night, we'll do it again. So until next Friday night, dance like nobody's watching. Work like you do not need the money. And love like you want to be loved, and everything will be all right. And also, remember, this is very important, Doug. I want you to remember this part. Life is like a bed of roses.
I thought I was out in the parking lot already.
Not yet.
All right.
Life is like a bed of roses. You just got to watch out for those pricks. So until next week, see ya.
Peace. So say goodnight to the bad guy.
So fine.
Thanks, Doug.
So fine.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it, man.
So fine. So fine. Blow my mind.
Anyway, that's our show for tonight. Good night, everybody.
Excuse me, sir. The show's over.
Thank you, and good night.
All right, people, wrap it up. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
And now for my big finish.
When I saw you come aside. Time.
to the side. Hey fellas,
yeah,
ain't she fine?
Pull
your head back, 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 back. Lean it to the side.